Vulnerable Democrat infighting could derail Pelosi's radical agenda. By Jacob Bliss on August 13, 2021. Vulnerable Democrats infighting could possibly derail House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA hopes of passing her radical so-called infrastructure bill. Pelosi made it clear multiple times that the House will be holding the so-called infrastructure bill hostage until the Senate passes the Trojan horse reconciliation bill, which the Speaker seems to want to pass at the same time. For Pelosi to do this and pass any part of the Pelosi-Schumer-Biden radical agenda as the so-called infrastructure bill, she needs to have the support of her entire party of 220 elected voting Democrats, since Republicans under Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, made it clear they will vote against radical agenda items. However, 9 vulnerable Democrats sent a letter to Pelosi saying they will not consider voting for a budget resolution until the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passes the House and is signed into law. The group even went as far as to urge the other House Democrats to follow the same path in telling Pelosi to vote on the so-called infrastructure bill, then the Trojan horse reconciliation bill, just like the Senate is doing. With 220 Democrats' wafer-thin majority against the 212 Republicans in the House, Pelosi cannot lose more than a handful of votes. If the 9 vulnerable Democrats are not successful in pushing Pelosi to vote on the so-called infrastructure bill before the Trojan horse reconciliation bill passes the Senate, the infighting could put the House in a stalemate, and they will not pass any bills. Breitbart News previously reported that Pelosi has already considered sacrificing the most vulnerable members of her party by pulling them off of the campaign trail to try and advance her agenda. The House was given the notice to come back next week during their recess, which is almost a month ahead of time and puts members who need to campaign at risk. August recess is usually when members try and campaign in their district to make progress connecting with constituents before going into another election cycle. So the infighting from the 9 members refusing to vote could cause problems for Pelosi's agenda, her majority due to members off of the campaign trail, and possibly her speakership. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.